Praise Bob.
Trial and tribulation, murder, divorce. I don't know what's been going on, but how do you feel? The subgenius church, the next 100 years, why?
Okay, here's the Hal mask. So you
can I thought that was...
Little tiny.
Well, I wish radio listeners could see this hilarious reproduction death mask of Dr. Howell.
There are hours and oodles and hours of show tonight, folks.
Here, puzzling. Look, I have my own mic, so actually you can use this one, and somebody else can use that one.
I'm a little worried about the mic.
Are they going to turn on the lights or what?
Not you, caller.
And it tickled my nose.
That's your nose?
Yeah!
Uh-oh. Praise Jilo!
Everybody out there, Radio Land, 484-425 and call in and say,
Is this church to devolve into nothing but inside joke squeals and funny sounds?
I second that.
Oh, there it is.
And for 20 years, it has done exactly that. Praise Bob!
Yeah.
You've been chosen from the Christmas tree of callers, and you now can address the show doctors. Please ask your questions.
8484.
He does that on our show, too.
Oh, he does that on all the shows.
I have a question.
I got an answer.
My name half-assed shows.
You're just going to drown in your own natural stupidity. Don't worry about it.
We use a special secret technique that we derived from a little atom that we got out of Bob's brain years and years ago. We put it inside of a triangle along with these crystal pyramids. This crystal pyramid. And
that does
two things for us. It predicts the future infallibly. And it helps us determine what our next week's menu will be.
Well, it makes the banana peel stronger. It
makes the banana come off of the banana peel faster.
And it makes the razor blade
sharper. Sharper, but only while you're cutting.
And yet smoother and softer.
A slug shape.
Crawling
along your face.
A straight razor.
Leaving the trailing, leaving the little droppings behind.
Image of the next
the sludge
years.
Trail. Oh, it sounds like getting rid of storm.
Is the prayer over?
I sure hope we did we put a roof on this thing. I think the fair.
Is the prayer over?
I predict
the prayer is over.
Person up.
Okay, amen. Now let's see.
Personalities and nothing else.
Sergeant Vreedy's, what were you just saying about the...
He's some prediction.
The future, if you want a picture of the next...
But really,
what about
radio isn't about pictures. It's about images.
Wow, where'd you learn that, New York?
Yeah, I went to school for a lot of, borrowed money, all that, and that's all I came out with.
So it wasn't pictures all along. It was images.
Yeah.
That explains everything. That's where we went wrong.
You mean
I always thought it was.
You mean JPEG?
Graphic portrayals of auditory devices.
I promise to
get that.
Graven images. Graven images. That's all it is.
Let's get this next 100 years out on the table right now. Let's kind of roll it around and look at it, and let's see if it's what we really want to do.
You will not tolerate protest messages.
Let's autopsy this 100-year plan and see what gas rises out of it.
Right. So where's that one guy who's got that one thing that's supposed to make this show the best show?
Outside.
Well, we usually say, huh?
Huh? At the end?
Yeah, that's it.
I didn't hear that either.
We usually say,
that's the amen.
We say,
okay. Now, you said that, right?
Bob don't care. Bob loves you anyway. Bob loves you! But, of course,
They'd rather make us look like crackpots, kooks, crazy people, sure.
Problem solved.
You're already a member of the First Church of Last Life, World's Fast Growing Snack Religion, 150% Less Dogma, It's a Late Religion, One Holy Day Year, but today isn't it.
That's what we're waiting for, some real fast talk.
That's right. This sounds like a used car salesman. This is patently
genius. I'm Bishop Joey. I'm Samuel Sucker, head of the First Church of Last Life, World's Fastest Growing Snack Religion, 150% Less Dogma, It's a Late Religion, One Holy Day Year, It's a two-dimensional religious scapegoat.
Well,
that's right.
Isn't Prince Valiant.
Oh, no, man, there goes the show. Michael Pepe is a...
Pepe is in the room. Michael Pepe.
Listeners, step away from your radio set. Michael Pepe will be launching into the microphone here.
Somebody brought that big dish.
Not stuffed, honey. It's not stuffed. He's real. He's a real Michael Pepe.
Something has killed Pepe.
So delicious, though.
I prefer the stuffed one myself.
I have a question. Oh. Okay, seriously. I was raised Catholic, okay? And before my mind had a chance to develop its own natural prophecy.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was subjected to a religion that I don't agree with now, later.
Okay, well, which one are you belonging to later or now? Which one would you like to belong to now?
I'm interested, of course, since I'm calling into your subgenius little OVU.
No, don't talk to those guys. The subgenie guys, they're old or over the hill. Their religion's...
Dinosaurs.
It's nothing. It's a paper.
Wrong.
Go to a real religion, the First Church of the Last Laugh. You only have one holy day a year rather than those guys who had 364 holy days a year.
Well, whatever can explain why I'm sitting here on this chunk of rock, you know, I'll go for it.
Okay, here it is. Are you ready for it? Here it is. It's stupidity. It's your natural inherent stupidity. Look at your DNA. Go ahead. Scrape the little fingernail thing on your. Look at it on a real close. Unwind that little twiny thing there. You see that thing? That's stupidity there. It's glowing, the one big chunk. Everybody has that, regardless of race, creed, business code, or shoe size.
You seem to have twice as much.
I have twice as much, and I'm giving twice as much away, my friend.
Wow. What a deal.
We're giving it away. We're giving it away. Come on down to the First Church of the Last Life. You're already a member. That stupidity is what it's all about. That's why you're on this rock, pal, stupidity. And then you share that with 7 billion people. Oops, 7 billion and one.
Fast talk is over with, okay?
No. Fast talk is now. Fast talk is then. Fast talk is even beyond the future. Fast talk is going to be happening all the time. Fast talk is going on when you're not even listening. Pal, when your radio's off, the radio's going to be faster and faster. All the stations are blended together in one big, huge deluge of words.
This is our product.
You can't even hear because your radio's off.
In which the Church of the Last Laugh inserts itself into the
Church. Inserts it, we're pushing in, we're probing, we're penetrating into the vitals of that subgenie church. No, it's not ridiculous, it's your radio.
Well, it's too late now, isn't it?
Praise God.
Okay, feel better now?
No.
It's not our radio program.
No.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
It's your not just radio. An hour of disinformation.
Can't even turn it off. Go ahead. Try to turn the radio off. You see? All the dials are frozen within the radio broadcasting of this radio station.
Look inside. See the radio tubes glowing.
Look, get real close to your radio now. Let's try to stare through the little speaker cracks into the deep depths of your radio. See the little glow in there?
Turn the station.
It may be transistors heating up, ready to explode.
Go ahead. Turn the station.
What have you done to my radio?
Unbelievable. Turn your mic up in my head because...
Now Michael Pepe is trying to see how to use a brain.
No, I don't have a brain. Oh, my God. The show is now running out of control. But I don't care. Move on. Okay, fine. You know, I'm not into it, you know, but I've apparently driven everyone else off the air.
I know, but you never know. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's Bishop Joey here with the First Church of the Last Laugh, presenting you the First Church of the Last Laugh Hour. Until 5 o'clock this morning, we've taken over the subgenius church. We've flushed them down the toilet.
It will be a marriage contract, the dustbin of spiritual
history. That's right. The First Church of the Last Laugh is now supreme, runs the airways, and we will now submit you to nothing but stupidity. So let's jack up the old radio.
Be sure to pay on
business. And let's get down to business as we start the Guinness Book of Records.
Just small town.
I know, but you know, you never know. We're trying to for the 4,000. Here you go, everybody out there. I know, but you know, you never know.
The room that had become a studio was filled with dignity. All of whom regarded me with a questioning and slightly hostile look,
by which the man must abide.
You'll be seated here, please. Even Mitchell used the word see instead of here.
But the president, sir, kneeled down beside me, and we prayed together.
Tonight's show, we have Dr. Philo Drummond, Dr. Ivan Stang, and the princess all the way from the Mideast. That's the Mideast. They came in from Ohio. That's right, Cleveland is the Mideast. No, it's not the Midwest. What's Ohio got to do with the West?
Enjoy themselves and live richer lives.
Mr. Hest, you better be over here.
Okay, all right, well.
And when your name is called, stand right up in front of the microphone.
Okay, yep. Okay.
Everyone receive instructions.
Be sure to speak directly. Right here? Is this too close?
Stand in front.
Is this too close?
Speak direct. And remember, the microphone picks up every sound. Well, we're almost ready. I think it would be a good idea if you all caught.
Then Mitchell ran into his control room.
You guys.
Just turn around, put your butt on the radio. We got a miraculous cure for you, pal.
Well, I'm listening on the web.
Oh, you're listening on the web. Okay, put your butt on the computer screen.
How much of a delay is there on
Trust us.
Web.
We're men of the cloth. Feel this.
How much far behind the real time can you feel now?
Hey, that's rough.
You make me feel like a monster. I'm just trying to be a show.
It's enough to make somebody want to commit suicide. I am suicide.
Poop!
I am prime material for all church organizations.
Leap of faith. Close your eyes.
There's a spooky sound.
We're going to do the leap of faith now. You need to do the leap. Everybody out there in Radio Land is going to do the leap of faith. Okay, everybody stand up. Everybody up in front of your radio. Get out of bed. If you're in bed, get the hell out of bed. We're doing the leap of faith. Okay, here we go. Okay, everybody's on your feet. Okay, now what we're going to do is everybody's going to close your eyes. And then on a count of three, it's going to be one, two, three, and then you leap. Well, actually, it's kind of like a four, but it's like it's three numerals, and then it's like an assumed beat, but it's not a numeral. So it's one, two, three, four. But we're just saying one, two, three, leap. So the leap of faith is one, two, three. With your eyes closed, you leap into the air, and you have faith that when you come down, the earth will still be there. Ready? One, two, three, leap! And we're back. Okay, good. Okay. Now, do you have faith? Do you have confidence in our church? We produce. We miracles right here, or your money cheerfully refunded. Two-bit miracles. Anything you want. Tangibles, intangibles, feelings, emotions, you name it. You got it right now. And I will give you the miracle. That's right, a miracle. Anything you want. I mean anything. Tangibles, intangibles, feelings, emotions, you name it. You got it right here. Or your money cheerfully refunded. Okay? So call and make your wish come true. That's right. Your wish come true.
What is that irritating harmonica crap?
Oh, that's better.
Hello?
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 I'm going to try to use... If I use two mics...
You'll have to check out the manual.
Maybe if I use two mics...
Check
tape one. Yes, three. I'll use
tape one. Okay.
I've got three mics.
Oh, thank you for the key to the problem, all right?
What?
Man.
Hello? Hello? Is anybody out there?
Please don't kill me.
Can I hear myself crying? Oh, it's show business. Entertainment is entertainment.
Entertainment, I heard that. Now, what's the deal with that? What kind of business report?
And every American faces this problem alone.
Stop it.
These people talk too much. Oh, he's hollering.
Now for the experiment.
Am I dreaming?
That you're on Bob Nelson's show over 200 years ago?
I've got all the first show 200 years ago tonight. Bob Nelson,
but the quality,
who had recently gotten a show on the ramshackle station, KPFA, foolishly invited over the three subgeniuses, Puzzling Evidence, Lies, and Reverend Stang, who never went away and lasted long after poor Bob Nelson had flown the, or wise Bob Nelson had flown the coop. And so today, 199 years and, 364 days and 23 hours later, Puzzling Evidence and Don Joyce struggle and fight, kicking the machines as if they were horses or mules.
And video stubborn, too, don't forget. Everything's
stubborn,
videotaped.
Ugly, sterile creatures, mules of the radio. And yet on and on they slug, uphill. An ever uphill battle against listener boredom or listener entertainment, either one. The strange limbo in between in which
all hours of the morning
we could find at all hours of the morning slack. Yes, slack is real and exists between the notes of this beautiful song you are hearing sung now by the children of the night.
Standing by. Begin show now.
Again.
5 hours from now.
And Mark, here is my prediction.
Okay, this is the part of the conversation where I have to introduce some names. That drops in. Hey, I know Negative Land. Long silence. Sorry, I thought they were cool. I'll leave.
Thanks, stupid.
They were cool until they played at Burning Man.
Yeah, but they were cool. They can stay cool as long as they don't play at X Day.
Ignore.
Well, I'm just trying to establish the facts here before the end of the show.
We're not ignoring you.
There is no end.
4 minutes to go to the end of the show.
Show.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's tell everybody what that is, because that's exactly the kind of business I'd like to be doing. It was somebody's diary that was found in a dumpster. It was a young lady's diary found in a dumpster in which she detailed and ranked her boyfriends. And Philo's got a copy here of that thing, and I Xeroxed it and gave it around. She has little...
She wanked her boyfriends?
No, she rated them according to their sexual prowess in this thing.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
Save money. So it's a pretty wonderful, American... going to UC Berkeley, I think in the early 90s. And we, of course, would never expose any names or anything. But I assure you that what we, if we were to read from it, I can assure you that the wrestler who read from it, it was a real thing.
Oh, yeah.
As far as I can tell.
Is that El Gordo? Dog food. Or is that El Philo?
El Stupido.
Here, Philo. Here, Philo. Here, Philo.
El Philo.
Sometimes I think you just
Philo.
El Philosimo. Philosimus grandissimus.
And in this corner... Felicimus Grandissimus.
Arr!
The ugliest masked wrestler. The one who has to wear a mask.
But I have to wear my glasses under my mask.
His mask is grown.
I can't see that
face.
Well.
No. His glasses.
And the Christmas tree is lighting up like a telephone. Oh my God. Answer the Christmas tree.
Answer. The Christmas tree.
It smells like a butterfly.
Okay, now it's ritual. It's a ritual. We put the collars have to go into the deep end of the pool.
Hey, how many people out there have their arms all filled with tiny little pinholes from handling a Christmas tree?
I do.
Raise your arms. Show your bloody form.
Me.
The grandissimus is...
I leave my Christmas tree up all year round.
He has been making love to his pine.
Paging
Christmas
Michael
tree.
Pepe. Michael Pepe to a microphone,
I don't
please.
Take my
Michael
Christmas
Pepe
tree
to a microphone.
For no one. You'd come over here, you can pry my Christmas tree out of my cold dead fingers
something
before you get that Christmas tree away
Pepe
from me.
I feel the Pepe among us.
I'm gonna take your Christmas tree and put it up where the sun don't shine if you try to take my Christmas tree away from me. We've fetched
you
far and ready.
You better watch out.
I don't give it back to no one.
You better watch out.
I'm gonna give you a little good little pencil neck.
Watch out. You better watch out.
But.
Watch out. You better watch out. I'm telling you why. You better watch out.
That's right. I'm telling you right now.
Watch out.
You leave your hand alone off my Christmas tree. I'm gonna whip your miserable little scrawny butt.
Is that like a Peter Lorre crossed with Bronson or something?
I'm gonna get your Christmas tree right now, you fat boy.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, caller.
Quote, overload can be your friend.
Yeah, well, that's easy for you to say.
Hey, guys, what do you know about these wacko people in Greenland? They're the ones that are responsible for the first cloned baby that's just been born.
Now, what was that? Requesting Hootie and the Blowfish? I don't...
The first cloned baby has been born, and a polite doctor called the Raelians are behind it. Do you know anything about the Raelians? The Raelians believe that extraterrestrials genetically engineered human beings. And so they're doing their own manipulating, and they've created a clone baby. The Raelians are a flying saucer cult. They certainly belong among the pantheon of wackos given attention by your church.
Wackos? They're just wannabes. Hell, we've got a grown-up one of those clone monsters running around the radio station right now.
He doesn't have a pipe in his mouth, does he?
No, he doesn't. Hey, although he may have earlier, that would explain some of his behavior. This thing has a mask apparently grown onto its face. I think it was originally bandages.
Well, the robins are back.
Well, those Raelians are back, too, and they've cloned the baby.
Yeah, the Raelians, they've been around for a long time. Familiar with their... Well, I used to go to conventions with their cult leader, Rael.
That's a sure sign of spring.
Fred Rael, I think they used to call him.
Where's he from?
Huh?
Where's he from?
Oh, he's a Canadian guy.
Wow.
You know, Canadians are always ripping off American
race car
cults.
Driver.
Well, they're
going to have a Canadian, Canadian wannabe cult.
Eventually, all Canada except Quebec will become part of America.
What?
Eventually, all of Canada except for Quebec will become part of America. They can't escape the fate of being part of America.
Well, that's what they're trying to do.
It is hopeless. We are a assimilated force right next door to them.
What, you're saying Canada will become another state, like a glorified South Dakota or something?
Well, they can only do that if they can merge the Dakotas or the Carolinas so they don't have to redesign the flag. Because there's no way to put 51 stars symmetrically on the American flag.
It's pure evil.
Well, it's an evil Masonic thing, I'm sure. That would explain everything.
But anyway, the Raelians are a rising force. We have to worry about them.
We'll just borrow their... We'll watch their experiments and steal their successful ideas and avoid their failures.
And then we will know it is pure evil.
Like the ant farm?
And the monkeys, yes.
But it was pure evil, too, is the problem.
Also, the singing nuns were another spinoff of
and
church.
And they kind of sound something like
this.
2, 3, 4.
Church of perpetual indulgence.
No.
They
no,
were
I
pure
mean,
evil
the
this way. Everything is pure evil.
I don't mean those art things. I'm talking about the...
I'm telling you something.
Hey, wait a minute. Is that the voice of Pure Evil?
It is the voice of Suicide Man.
I'm telling you something right now.
The most short-lived superhero, Suicide Man.
You must check
it
out.
How come Suicide Man gets to be on the show? That's check not it fair.
Because I had the temerity to call and speak. And
on 848-442 the 510 area code. 848-445 in the
temerity
yard.
Temerity Man.
It's suicide.
It's just that...
Suicide? Suicide is pure evil.
Suicide is not pure evil. It is an ultimate choice we all have the entitlement to make. Suicide.
Oh, no need to hurry.
Suicide.
Let Bob do it for you.
And suicide like Adolf Hitler?
What about Adolf Hitler? He walked here. There's a 777-foot-tall monster that bullet can't stop.
Adolf Hitler committed suicide.
What do you say to that?
It's just pure evil, that's why.
There was no Adolf Hitler. He never lived.
If he was, he would have been
he's
pure
evil. He's in the collector,
evil.
And he's burning in hell in the little comic book collector.
Had he lived, he would have been pure evil.
We're not talking about pure evil. We're talking about pure evil.
Evil.
Pure evil.
Pure evil. It is the essence of evil. It is beyond evil. It's the stewed down, cooked up, shut down version of evil.
It is all evil in the hearts of all evil men.
It is
still by Bob into one drop of pure essence of evil. And Dr. Philo Drummond is about to inject this drop into the center of his eye. The Overman is in orgasming in pure evil. Oh, and in this one may find, yes, Slack, true Slack, in his pain, oh, the pain of the evil. It is producing, ironically enough, contradictorily enough, it is producing pure Slack, which is now leaking, yes, leaking out of the over parts and oozing from the tight cyst on the right.
Yeah, you guys are so ridiculous all the time. Well, do you ever wonder why you don't get anything done?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was just the drugs.
Done?
Yeah, done. What you know, like hamburgers and projects and... He's usually the drugs man, comma, man, stop, begin
dot,
message.
Dot, dot.
Okay, send him up here to the station. Yeah, we're surrounded. Apparently the show, ladies and gentlemen, has been surrounded by law enforcement at this time. So please sit calmly, and the business meeting will come back to order. You're listening to an extremely interesting radio station.
Whip them out and pee in these cups now!
Here's the voice of the future. 100 years from now, that will be the first voice all citizens will hear every morning. Look, a piddly 48 people are
whipping it out and peeing.
And Gary Rofram's here. Gary Rofram, do you have anything to say on the show?
Do you have any solution for anything?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, now it is. I didn't realize
yes.
I've been yakking or something.
Excluded as usual.
Speaking to you from the future. This is Bud Good for UMN here live at Sulphur Palm.
Yeah, this is
glad to be the special guest here.
Some genius.
And there's our host, Bud Good, who's trying desperately to control the situation.
Swim back to the surface.
Apparently, there's a small riot going on. The subgenius is expected helicoptering in instead of the
Hummer limousine. We just have to get rid of the police officers, and I think we can continue.
Do you guys have any solutions for any of these things?
Pay no attention to that post office box.
And you take your lighter next to the edge and you singe it.
www.subgenius.com.
Name one solution.
Taxes.
My friend, you know, Voltaire said, if you want to change the world,
cultivate your
Gary,
garden.
Well, did you guys play a
band?
A band that dare not speak his name hit of some kind?
No, we were waiting for the drummer, but he got...
I was frustrated, but I would have to set up my little foot pedals, and I need a stand, and my pants were too tight.
Well,
I have been listening for the entire show to the background.
You don't like wearing those special drum pants.
You've been in the mix, as it were. It's pretty amazing.
You don't like wearing those special drum pants.
According to my script here, Presley,
those pants are too tight.
What about the awards dinner?
For the solution yeah, the awards to
the awards dinner.
Okay, here's the solution.
Here's the solution. We figure out the question.
We have this awards dinner. We're supposed to
Okay, there you go. A question.
Where's Risky's Ribs?
Will there be an awards ceremony?
You got it. Risky's Ribs.
Risky's Ribs.
There's the answer. There's the answer. There's the solution. Thank you, caller, for bringing that up.
Thank you for that special call.
If you want to weaken the conspiracy, strengthen yourself.
Okay.
Listen to that man.
That means you get a job!
Listen to him.
I am a job for a piece of work.
What?
Beneath the Overman face is an Overman skull.
Said not even good
God! I can't believe what I'm seeing.
Uglier than
me. Earlier tonight, I saw that very skull walk of its own accord across the counter. It began walking, limping along. All
I predicted over here. I think you ought to give credit.
To ease the violent pain.
Well, yes. The Churches of Genius. Wow, now I can really hear better. Palmer readings. This is much, much better.
Right
and you know, I can hear
and
now. And as soon as I put my glasses on, I'll be able to see
on one of his 11 cell phones.
Death is born, it's your fault, Paul.
It will be reached through a hypnotic spell.
He could call. He could have a secretary call. He could have his, what do you call it, his handlers call. He could, PR people could call, but no.
The physical body.
He can't call 848-4425 and 584-2245.
Can we get the policeman out of here?
But don't call up and ask us for a solution.
Yeah, we're talking about...
We're tired of people calling up and asking for solutions.
Come on, get out of the way.
Now get out of the way, everybody. Get back.
I thought we were
supposed to have a panel discussion, and you're asking for breakfast.
Panel's over. Amen.
Panel's over. Where are we supposed to be now?
We're at the awards dinner, and those are the waiters bringing in the awards dinner right now.
Okay.
The awards dinner. Oh, you have some awards?
The awards are in here, dear.
Yeah, because I don't want to even get into this if there are no awards.
I get one best surfer.
Here are the awards. Reverend Stang.
And across the sea.
Is that Phidias?
Actually, no, it's
a Janer. I know Janer's listening now, too.
The turn of the century.
Hi out there, Janer.
And believe me, things couldn't be any better than they are today. Yes, sir. We've got all the latest things. Gas lamps, telephone, and the latest design in cast iron stoves. That reservoir keeps 5 gallons of water hot all day.
Sure
beats chopping wood.
And this prince of darkness will turn back the clock 1,000 years.
This is way cool.
And isn't our new icebox a beauty?
There will be machine, which will produce a religious experience in the user.
Yeah, little tomato seeds you and Nancy fight in your garden, how they grew with a nice
red... 50 pounds of ice.
Living in the wilderness.
Milk doesn't sour as quick as it used to.
There will only be paper money, which will be personalized. In the future...
Our dog Rover here keeps the water in the drip pan from overflowing. You know, it wasn't too long ago we had to carry water from a well.
The same way with puppies.
It's always been the same way with puppies.
But thanks to progress, we've got a pump right here in the kitchen.
Once a year. In the future,
He will return women to the life of slavery and
of course, we keep a bucket of water.
God will be the vows of marriage.
Well, did we have the award dinner? I saw some awards, but they flashed by so fast, and I was really drunk. And all I got was this little tiny game chicken to eat.
Yes, thing of mashed potatoes.
Three little string beans.
We have the awards.
I sat through 10 hours of the awards, like, okay, here's the best caller. Here's the best.
I've been assured by the backstage crew that the awards dinner is happening.
Okay, all right. Because, I can tell you, these business things, folks, can kill you. I like the Subgenius guys. I have helped them reach astounding heights of health, wealth, and tax backfire, but these dinners are...
Speaking of which, this is KPFA in Berkeley.
These dinners are killing me, man. I cannot eat all this rich food and then go to Dallas and do it again and go to Austin the next night and do it again and then get shot at in the motorcade and, in the anniversary, of course. And then go to Fort Worth and do it again.
Well, speaking of, we have the FROP Award.
The right to vote.
Is coming up in the Heckler Award. Unfortunately, there will not be a Heckler Award this year because the audiences were apparently too moribund to even.
Well, that's okay. We'll bring that award back next year.
In a negative manner.
We'll bring that award back next year.
Stockholders are unhappy about this development.
Well, the Heckler, the best Subgenius Heckler, of course, is one of the most important positions in the church, and the lack of any heckling whatsoever, or for that matter, of any applause or booing or any response to this radio show that we can hear, is a sign that the next 100 years might, as Frank Zappa said,
Ivan Stanley.
It won't blow up and disappear. It'll just stay ugly.
Don't flip out on the show
for 1,000 years.
That's all we ask.
Yeah.
So you went to Vietnam, or
thus you hear us,
or if you have some other problem, don't flip out on the show. It'll raise up the body of Bob Nelson.
And he's been kept down body. For so long.
And here, Bob Nelson just burst amazing. Out of the cake. To present
Bob Nelson
the
still
Sound Effect Award.
Now, you're listening to this CD, and you're thinking, who the heck is Bob Nelson?
Who is Bob Nelson?
And why aren't they talking about Bob Dobbs? I thought he was supposed to be world savior, overlord, leader of all over men and all that pinkly killing pinks.
He is.
Alien sex UFO death cult.
Now, we're showing you a picture.
You guys are obsessed. Who's hosting the awards?
Reverend Stang is supposed to be hosting the award.
What?
All right. We're about to begin.
Well, I wish somebody would give me a list of the awards. Who are the judges?
Just use the old book.
Well, we're going to have...
old book.
We're going to have the...
First of all, let's see.
The misaligned sequence award.
Oh, I've got that. I have the misaligned sequence. Oh, no, I don't have the award. I have the misaligned sequence.
To Don Joyce.
It's so beautiful.
Okay, what about the... the transposed algorithm award.
What about the
liquid slack award?
According to the transposed sequence list that I have,
right.
It says that in 1945, Bob killed Hitler.
Right.
The end of 1945. 1950. It says that you, young Dr. Philo Drummond, first met Bob in college.
How many times do I have to listen to this?
Now, in college, Dr. Drummond, how old were you in 1950?
Well, I was about 12.
Now, in 1950, we understand that you were considered a prodigy in business.
Right, that's why I had to go to I graduated from college at the age of 13.
Now, do you think you were steered in any way to meet Bob? Was the choice of colleges yours, or did...
Well, one might say the luck plane was aligned in just such a way as to bring all the important individuals together at that point in time. Can you get that guy off the stage? He's like,
tentatively a convenience. It's
I thought it was Michael Pepe.
It's a great performance, thereby the famous tentatively convenience.
I think that's Michael Pepe.
Oh, I always got those two mixed up. They have similar haircuts.
Michael Pepe's haircut actually changes all the time. He constantly visits new eras.
Now, speaking of eras, in 1953, it says here, Bob was immaculated, which is a given, but that's always been understood, and the countdown to X Day began. But in 1955, Bob had his second prevision, the one during his hernia operation.
What?
You never had a hernia operation.
Shut the power down.
No. When we did the autopsy, the only scars were the bullet holes I put in it.
The autopsy scars.
I'm sure.
The second autopsy
Mr. Atwood, that you would love to claim responsibility.
The press is going crazy.
J.R.B.D.
Come on. I mean, what's the problem? I understand a cottage industry
J.R.D.
assassination theory, but it's obvious. Look at the tape.
Dobbs' body was riddled. As if by machine gun fire, and yet your mammoth
a lot of people see those diagrams later.
Which I haven't almost
like
brought tonight. I forgot
15
to
or 20 different bullet angles.
The gun that killed Bob.
It's really just for sales, folks. It was simply to up sales. You kill the deity, the sales shoot through the roof. That's
the same gun that killed Oswald.
You know, the Kennedys, the Christians, whoever you want to go with, they all understand that theory.
Now, the next reference we have to Bob in this particular document from the censored trials. In 1966, Bob was in a band with Ronald Reagan. And in the same year, Dobbstown was established in Malaysia. That's 1966. Now, where was Dobbs between 55 and 66?
Some people say he was on his eastern travels. You know, when he went to study with the
Bob Sang Rampa,
right up there, and with the lamas and Tibet. You know, back before the Chinese had taken it over. You know.
Yes, and you have to wonder what that had to do with Dobbs' larger sales scheme, the conquest of Tibet, and in fact, the Communist Revolution in China.
Do you think he was directly or indirectly involved with those events?
These are questions. These remain questions, and may all.
Are you all right?
Questions.
Are going to remain unanswered? Is that what you're going to tell us?
Do you really want to know what species the Loch Ness Monster is? Do you really want to capture Bigfoot? Do you really want Ray Wallace's shoe size?
I want Bigfoot's hide on my floor in front of the fireplace.
That's very funny, Dr. Drummond, considering that you actually do have a Bigfoot hide.
Well, that was my mother.
Now, according to this timeline, pamphlet number one was printed on January 1st, 1980. And yet, Lies distinctly remembers seeing the very same pamphlet when he was in high school in 1968.
Notice the doctors, especially.
How do you explain those missing years, Reverend Stang?
Back further and further. Further.
How can you explain those missing and yet overlapped years?
I knew Bob before there was a universe.
The missing and yet overlapped years are, in fact, what I was driving at. That is the deeper, underlined question here.
I knew Bob when he was
where was Bob
for the millennium?
Not during this timeless time. This time and half time.
Yeah, we are. It's a show, okay?
Yeah.
Go call us on the show. It's really fun.
Okay, where's the caller?
Yeah, thanks for the nose job.
We're going to put the caller back on the phone.
We have to. Did Bob?
510-8.
Is Bob okay?
What? The K2000 problem in 1968.
Any commentary of any kind on any of the procedures?
Yeah, 510-8.
What an amazing show. I was
getting
Gary Gabro fam.
Just call and let us know.
K Rob, Michael Pepe.
How are we driving?
And the ghost of Dr. Howe.
How are we showing?
510. Princess, we are dope queen of UFOs and.
That's music to
mine. I didn't expect more. More something else.
Really?
Part of what you think is going on. But instead, a kind of imagined or illusory.
Glitter has fallen off.
You'd like to pay the church
something shiny over here.
Welcome once again. When you have
Gary Gabro family to ask about who did the lead guitar part and which band of Aaron Speaks' name.
You can't hear me, can you?
Former, no.
No, okay, good.
The answer is always the same, too. Unconditional, lifetime, guarantee.
Paul was the band. It's unlistenable. You knew it ourselves.
How do you even imagine it?
We can talk about Paul now that he's not here.
Yeah, he's probably not listening either.
No, he's probably not. He probably was
already in bed.
Did something, yeah.
Mellow sound.
Holding down the sheets.
Oh, I was going to talk about someone else.
99% of people that have voted for the show.
Just leave someone else out.
No, I bet they're still looking for parking.
That's right. Sure, what are you talking about?
Driving
someone else out of this?
In your ear. Yeah, leave someone else out of this.
Okay, well, I'll leave. That's right. I'm going to leave me out of this.
No, don't. The whole show is about me.
Halfway through the show now. We're halfway home.
It is the me show.
Okay, so it's... Well,
now,
it's up to you, Colin.
Are we halfway? We're halfway home.
I understand around 1966 or 67, Dobbs was in a beat
band.
Can you believe that?
What? Really? Caller?
Sexual, the caller.
Yeah, can I play this thing somehow?
And,
phone sex will get you a prize
really
at 848.
Excites the guys. Here.
No Frank Moore followers
really
need call. Okay.
Wait, Michael Bepp, are you talking about
the
excitement that the here people hear on the radio field?
848-448-4425.
Like Pleasure Point.
Hey, Fresno's listening. Fresno. We want to send this out to everybody in Fresno.
In fact, we should buzz for
on a pickup and, you know, somewhere between Route 99.
I like this peppy rug they have.
You can't, now he's
on flat little land.
That's right.
You're
the peppy rug.
Yeah, tickles my feet.
Oh, the one you're nestling your feet in?
The rug of peppy.
You need to know more.
The peppy rug.
You need to step up.
No, for the fun of it.
That's right.
I was reading about a fella named Tom Edison who...
Of course, for on-the-road beginner fitness, attention! And I mean, perk up those flaps
in the duet.
Now, who's working on an idea...
Last blogger
in
terms of
duet. For Snap-on electric lights.
Thomas Edison, the inventor of the Bible.
I'll believe that when I see it.
The greatest American.
That's my wife, Sarah.
And his wife, Sarah, always at his side.
Because she was carrying the puppies inside her.
She gave birth to a litter of puppies, and he came up with the idea of using tungsten for the electric light bulb we have today. Thank you, Tom Edison, inventor of the Bible.
That's right, folks. Now mother has time for recreations
like
canning and polishing
the stove. Intensity, duration, and frequency of your orgasm.
Okay, mother.
But, Dad, how did the puppies get out?
Now,
if you want to change the world, start by changing your radio station.
You just iron the wrinkles out of my shirt.
Yes, dear.
But no one can improve on nature for drying clothes.
Yeah? What? So what happened to the business meeting?
Remember how I told you?
What happened to the money is
well,
the question.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Exactly. Where is my money on the me show?
Like
2:30 in the morning, I'm sitting here, and I can't make my computer show me any money. We got headphones.
Well, according to my script here, this should be
the little people up in the
musical jam.
Yes, baby. Yo, that's right, the musical part now.
Is it so far with your imagination?
All right, we're going to switch over now to the band room.
There's no show.
The huge red wood panel band room here at the lodge here at Sulphur Palms.
Then they're saying,
if you're listening to the Subgenius Retreat, the Executive Retreat, and they're all here, KPFA in Berkeley. Over the Edge will return in 2 weeks. And thank you for your patient attention. And now, over to the band room.
And the servant of the state. And he alone
will enjoy the money.
Too bad what happened to that over
looks
the
like K-Rob is still manning the bulwark.
That's the prediction room. We didn't want to go there.
Oh, I see. All right.
Band room.
I have my map upside down here.
Band room for the musical segment. This should be good.
I'm staying still over there by the Lake of the Moon.
Who's playing, by the way?
Hell of a set of bulwarks.
What I want to know is...
Are there any fireworks?
What I want to know is...
Does Bob blow up at the end?
Is this a true subgenius summit? This is what is happening.
What I want to know is...
This is what is happening.
When do we throw Stang in the lake?
Is this concert free? Apollo
13.
When is X-Dated happen yet?
We are Eagle. We have landed.
What I want to know is... 1969. Why does it cost so much
to get in? We are golden.
Hello, one step for man.
Is there any food?
What I want
to know is... Is there any food? What I want to know is...
Who's playing?
How much is a hotel room?
Is it
what I want to know is, why do I have to go?
The subgenius
are we there yet?
Who's playing?
No,
for at least the next month in an emergency
yet?
State
no.
For a year.
Chairman Pepe is giving a speech over in the auditorium.
There's no test on it, so you can avoid it.
Okay, no, that's remote mic number 6, 7, 8, 9. And can
step up for the microphone. Come on. Get up for the microphone. Come on.
All right, here he is, fast talking. That's what I like.
Bring out your dogma. That's right. Trot your dogma out here, pal. That's right. That's
from
a faith off. That's right. A faith off.
So our next award.
Yes, the next award will be for the amazing recovery that Philo Drummond has done.
Absolutely.
From what he has started out as in the church.
He made it possible.
After I started off with just a little shaver.
From janitor to supervisor.
That's it.
Thanks, you guys.
The best of genius.
We're here live at the Subgenius Executive Retreat. And I'm going to announce the whole thing like a golf match from now on.
And I am in Slack.
All right. Over on the mics 6, 7, 8, and 9, we have Michael Pepe doing a rant of some sort. I can't follow it.
Slack. My friends.
He's on stage.
All right. Is the band room ready for that? Who's playing?
I think.
We can't use their names. No, no, no! Don't say, Gary don't say. We can't use their names.
Gary Gabrog for any.
It's the most talented benefit band radio member. Benefit terms. We can't say the name of this band.
Oh yeah, you can't. Activity. You cannot say the name of this band.
But they're really, really good.
Even if you could, you would dare not.
Yeah, it would be very scary.
Because you know what kind of wrath.
I think that'll give the whole segment a complete edge.
I think that'll give the whole segment
a complete edge.
This is my vote. This is the first. This I just want to. On the floor.
You know, the church was.
About $9,600. Yeah.
Including new sports. You have $600.
$9,600
since the show started?
Dollars. So, yeah.
Just amazing what.
Well, since our conference started, not the show.
Wow. Maybe there was a more successful rate of fire in this fire and forget kind of church.
Content.
You know, it's scary. Yeah, it's scary.
Elaborate a bit.
Actually, so standing by now for
Mr. President.
What?
Wave to Mrs. Reagan.
Okay.
Wave to her.
Oh, that's wrong, okay. President.
She can see you. That's wave to her.
Property said my voltage is on its way in.
Okay.
Puzzling. He had the wrong president there.
I thought so.
Don't tell me.
It's an audio animatronic president they're talking about.
We've gotten the wrong
the award
president
this year.
Again.
The award this year for most improved business personality goes to. Have the envelope, please.
Okay, here's the envelope.
Philo Drummond.
Thank you.
We here at the church would like to congratulate you on another wonderful year of improvement. Thanks. Now, you have anything to say to those out there?
It's been a long climb up, and I know we had a long way to go, but thanks to my team and all those around me and the support from the folks above, we've been able to conquer the deficit and come pull from behind to, you know, it's just a game. You got to score more points, and that's kind of what we did here. And I just gotta say thanks to everybody that was in such great support and all that kind of happy hogwash. Okay?
Thank you. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, moving right along the awards ceremony. We're going to do a couple awards, then we'll go back to the entertainment. So this next award is for most technical proficiency under duress for a radio station personality. And the envelope, please.
Okay, that was the envelope.
And the award goes to Puzzling Evidence.
Thank you.
What's the award for?
Most advanced technological expertise under duress in a radio station.
All right. Who would have thought that?
It's really wonderful. So you have any words to say for those budding little techno nerds out there, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's all about you. Thank you.
Go this way.
Okay, so now that's a couple awards down and about 4,000 more to go. So we'll take a short break and let's have a little entertainment. And you can call in 848-4425 in the 510 nickel and dime code area. So you can call us, the Church of the Subgenius and the First Church of the Last Laugh, most powerful religions, right here to answer your spiritual and financial questions. Thank you. So give us a call.
Is it not on or something? Oh, no, wait a minute.
Not me.
Yeah, he's there at the Gary Cool Lounge, the Lizard Lounge.
Yes, flat on my stomach, my butt in the air, getting a little sunshine.
That's what they do down in Santa Cruz.
How much does it cost to become cold-blooded? And how extensive is that operation?
It's not much. It's covered under our... Well, most faculty members actually are cold-blooded.
Really?
Yeah.
He doesn't really need any.
You mean like Eohippus love child?
Obvious in the face of it.
The poor little Eohippus that couldn't come here.
No, she lives a life of freedom and happiness in the pasture.
You do what you do because you want to.
I do.
But I'm going to get that.
Bob, tell me to.
Copyright 1981. Dr. Spivak.
It's your turn. You're on the show. So 848-4425. And little caller.
Action figures.
Go right ahead.
Don't call.
I dare you to call. I dare you to drive with your knees and call on your cell phone. 510-848-4425.
I like the dumb ass. Don't call.
Give it a try.
We are need the caller out there.
Go ahead.
Ornate. Yeah. Ex-friend Bill Clinton. I'm going to join the Church of Genius.
Okay, how much do you got?
I got about a grand here and a grand there.
Okay, well, it sounds grand to us. So
care to elaborate?
Hello?
Why don't you go out invested in Krispy Kreme donuts and bring them on down?
Hello?
Don't do grand time.
He's doing a backwards call when he says hello.
You talk about your grand
when he opens
your grand
call,
there,
he says
and then
goodbye.
You hang up the phone.
He's a contrarian, just like in Little Big Man.
It is true that there is a thing I do not understand. There is a pain between my ears.
That's your life,
just like
Reverend. When did it start? When did that pain start?
The painful thing in your ear.
Closer to your radio.
Ta-Nehisi Coates.
It's an arrestable offense because we've decided that you can be arrested for certain things in areas that are designated high drug crime areas. It is not an arrestable offense on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. That's a policy decision. We've made a decision that we are going to invest in black communities through the criminal justice system and in no other way. That's a decision. And so, you know, I mean, that don't mean that the officer, you know, shouldn't have got fired today as he would. That don't mean that at all. But if that's your standard, if that's the enemy, you're just going to keep coming back again and again and again. And you end up talking about individual officers, which, I mean, in its own way, it's actually a really conservative formulation of the question. Because it says if I can get more individual moral correct acting officers in place, then maybe we can fix this, as opposed to looking at entire systems.
Advancing the conversation to abolish racism for over 70 years. 94.1 KPFA. Lettucey.
It happens all the time like this. That one person will be right there. And she was just crying. All right. We were getting ready to sing. All right. I hadn't even got the words out. She was already in it. And her eye, she was not too far away, but I just had to tell her to come here. And I held her hand and sang. And I said, see, I had a bad day. I've been performing and I got it all out. And I forget what I do. See, you better remember.
Right.
This is why you're doing it. You belong here to do this. This is your calling, is to ignite something in people, to make them, let them know that they belong too. It's bigger than me. It always has been bigger than me. Mm.
KPFA, storytelling for social change.
This is KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, and 88.1 KFCF in Fresno.
Look in the little tiny speaker slit. Look deep inside the bowels of your radio. Do you see that tiny little glow?
Stand up and feel the power of the show coursing through your body.
And okay, here's a caller.
Can help
it is
us.
As if they are.
First thing we're going to do is push you in the deep end.
That's where we're beyond the halfway point. We will release control of your radio at 5 o'clock. But until then, it's you and us, caller. You and us, listeners.
Like the old days.
So moving to the dock to go through carry.
It is like the old days. The very first Subgenius show on the 26th of June, 1982, was a five-hour show.
Really? Who was on it?
Lies, Doc Robert Zang, Stang, and Paul Zinnemans. And I had these special pills that were white on one side and blue on the other. So I cut them in half and distributed the white parts. And we yacked and had fun all night. And then about 4 o'clock, I distributed the blue parts.
Oh, good.
And you went home and
that's right,
That was
when I was living on Alcatraz.
That's what we do.
That was back in the day before you had to pee in your refrigerator every
night. That's right, that's right.
Yeah, just to open it.
Come on down.
Just to get it
open. You may not access your own beer.
There's two callers now. Two callers.
Yes.
One.
Kill them.
Caller number one.
Kill the caller.
Kill.
Wrong P print. Cannot open.
21 long ones.
Authorization not given for refrigerator.
What about 21 years?
Nor toilet.
You've been listening for 21 years?
Running around your apartment, full of big tubes. Nothing's opening up for you. None of the files will open.
You've been listening for 21 years?
If I piss, the whole place will go off.
For 21 years?
Man.
I've got too many sensors in my suit. The government will know right away.
Did you hear that? The caller said they've been listening for 21 years.
21 years.
Don't pass out.
Please
don't.
No, don't stop. I've got to.
About this nonsense babble that speaks within my mind. So now I must draw comics and send them to homeless people for they look at me crazy and call me weird, as much people do, because I walk around with underwear on my head. Anyway, when I do that, they look at me strange and they call me Scooby-Doo. But what does Scooby-Doo mean? I'm Scooby-Doo.
No, they were clean Skibbies, man. They were clean Skibbies. But the first class MEDs had all of us doing something, and I wound up with my Skibbies on my head running around saying no. I'm the RCPO. But I was laughing so hard, I'd pull them down because I didn't want these guys seeing.
Maybe they don't like problems.
That was not the idea.
Drop it, give me 20, Wellman.
Yes,
we definitely didn't want that.
Can we take a break?
That would be bad for morale.
You're on break. Who cares? Watch your language. Watch your language. Even late at night, little kids could be like listening in on their earphones. They fell asleep listening to Britney Spears, and suddenly their dial turned over to 94.1, and in their subconscious, like bleeding into their ears through the right speakers. You said that word.
Government, we're in love with all the callers. Don't forget.
Yes, friends, the Church of the Subgenius is a church of love.
Guaranteed.
We reach out with love. We love you. We love the holiday season.
Hate squared might as well be love in this church.
Right. That's right. Hey, when we were talking about all that hate and killing, what we really meant was love and
love
and sex and, you know, and sweet talk. And
what's the connection between this church and the bonobo business?
Best
well, if you kiss a if you kiss sex cell before the dissection.
Really? Is that the problem?
Kiss the bonobo before the dissection?
Robin refused to kiss the bonobo before she dissected.
What a kind of wimp is she?
Is that a chance?
It was a frozen bonobo. It came from, had to come all the way from the San Francisco
Zoo. She
It was driven down to Santa Cruz.
She has a tough and weird.
Maybe the lips are kind of like thawed out and she was kind of like.
But hey, so does.
Meek groomed you a long time.
Who took the paws of a dead lion.
Monkey paws.
The best thing to have down in the lab, though, it's a
And there are pictures of him with the big claws.
It's horrible.
And now
it's all pitted and holes in it.
And I said, why didn't you put the head on? This is a famous 22-year-old.
Thank you so much for that mental image.
It wasn't
sweetie.
A mental image.
He's
it's
what?
The guy that taught him used to put a little straw in the lungs of the necropsied body and then have all the grad students go, for all the fresh students in biology. Okay, everybody lean in. I want to show you some person who died. And the lungs go, and the whole class would freak and people have heart attacks. Yes, these are the kind of people that grow up in weird.
These are our church members, and you could be a member of our church, too, if you call in before 844
Our is bigrigindustries.org, I think it is.
Or, no, it's saintstupid.com.
It kind of looks like
saintstupid.com.
I've got my bowl of cereal.
Maybe some chili on the side.
My chili laptop.
S-T-U-P-I.
You can put the chili on one side and the bowl of cereal on the other on the bed. Because I'm sure none of the animals or people with you in intimate contact would upset any of that. You just find it.
Dot com.
Go ahead, man.
Yeah, do it.
Dot com.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-S-S-S-I-S-S-S-I-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S
you're thinking of religion and
but no bus.
And you're starting to drift. You're thinking, I gotta not fall over because I'm gonna fall face first into the chili or the cereal and spill it right on the keyboard
or the dashboard.
Why did I put it on the bed like this?
I'm driving with my knees while I call.
You're not
you.
In bed. You're in your car. You're going 70 miles an hour.
Wake up!
Add digital sound effects at this time.
We can fix that in post-production.
Go somewhere and get something, but it's too fun to talk on the show.
Yeah, I know.
The most I've heard you talk on the show in years.
Right? Gary, you have to really yell into that little ear.
Well, you know, it's not me.
You just want to be polite.
There he is. You made him swell up and grow.
Now I'll say something funny. Okay, now is the funny part.
Bonobo.
Is that a subgenius like hard drive or something?
It's an inside drive.
We were just out in Fort Worth, and the code word there was, "Do you have to go to the hospital?"
That's right. Not funny.
No, it's
you
not.
Still have to.
What
go
if
to the
you
hospital?
Thought you had to go to the hospital?
Well, I did. I went to the hospital. And they threw me out of my ear because I had a video camera,
and he and me with him just for being me. And
from because of your hair. So now we're driving high above Berkeley. You can look down and see the city.
You can see Gary's hair from up here.
Wow.
And the hospital.
It's beautiful the way it ruffles in the wind.
I think we can rock out now.
It's hard to tell his hair from the highway.
Sure is cold. Some make the bass player come back. Which one's Cowboy Dave? Which one's Chaz?
Chaz is the skinny one, and Dave is the upside down one.
Oh, okay. Little icons here on the top. I see. Dig over here. You can.
No, don't go over there. That'll crash the whole thing.
Oh, geez.
I think Shane Stupid's rubbing that harmonica on his leg like a cricket.
Is this what they call an experience?
Yeah.
Or is this one of those happenings?
Yeah.
Is this a thing?
The show changes entirely in 11 minutes. Just completely.
Oh, that's right, because that other show starts.
Yeah, and you won't be able to. I mean, you'll just. It's mind blowing. Whole thing's just mind blowing.
It's more than a name and less than
Dare. Than a tape or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
more
yeah, right.
4 hours.
Tape of a tape of an MP3.
Yeah. Of 20,000 hours of MP3.
on one CD that you can't ever listen to in your entire life. But it's every show ever done, so you keep it on your library anyway.
Oh, that's right.
Just so you can say you have it. Yep. Yeah, I have every show ever done. Yeah, I do have every show ever done.
But on your Bob Pod?
On MP5 or anything. Not on some little file, man.
Every show.
Big, bulky thing.
Ever done by anyone will be on this one holocube owned by this man in the U.S. government. He's got your name. He's got your number. And he's sharing it with everyone else.
It's President Michael Jackson. He owns everything.
And here he is.
Information is finally free.
Looks just like him, doesn't it?
Please follow the yellow line. In the third.
Much better now.
Man, it's been weird ever since the pigs started driving those yellow submarines.
Submariners once, submariners twice. Holy jumping Jesus Christ. We go up, we go down. Submariners!
Who, what you going to do?
Last line is just silly.
This show hurts me.
I liked it last time I was here in the 80s.
Yeah, things have changed a bit in the intervening 20 years. Rip Van Der Broek, friend. A man, a Stone Age man from the past, resurrected. He was one of the creators, the inventors of the Stone Show.
Can I get my typewriter fixed? Anybody here know how to... How to use a hammer?
Gary.
Hey, look,
the
Princess
Iceman.
Princess Lee is doing a howl.
Oh, is that? Is that?
Like this.
Where you fall asleep on the show. Joining the listener in blessed slumber.
Because it is so relaxing.
From Princess Lee.
Well, and, well, Mr. Gabro friend, having been resurrected from your icy sleep for these intervening 20 years, or sleeping, or whatever you were doing. What changes do you find especially remarkable in the show and society around you?
Well, one thing is you don't have to wind up the show anymore before you use it. It has a battery now. That's really good.
You know, I remember back before the show, you had remote controls. You had to push actual buttons on the physical show. You couldn't stand across the city from it and activate the controls. Well, like Puzzling Evidence is doing now.
We used to have to subdue Mobius Rex before we could actually... There's no Mobius here to subdue. There's no nattering nabobs.
No nattering nabobs. How can you say that, Mr.
Babies on the new show. I'm so sad.
It seems like there's been rugs of nattering nabobs this whole show.
Rugs?
We have tried to be as much of a...
God, every time I watch them, I want to shoot myself.
Is that that ghost again?
Yep.
Big value like they do.
Those things that drift in from outside.
The old rock bands are better than the new ones, you know.
It's one of those old.
And our new and rules.
Front of habits.
You know, it's funny, my dad said the same thing. He said that the old rock bands were the best.
Yeah, I mean, he meant the really old ones.
Yeah, he was talking about Bob Wills.
I'm talking about, like, you know, Jim Morrison and Jimi Hendrix, you know.
Well,
they're really good.
You know, they had to die to be good.
Yeah, you
now,
know,
when
they
you
fought
die,
the band
you'll
fought
be good.
The system are dead, you know, they're long dead. May they all rest in peace.
What does that tell you? If you want to be good, die!
Don't sell out. Oh, yeah, and die too, but yeah, don't sell out, you know.
Dookies, increase sales, kill
don't become part of the beast.
With a bright future.
You know, that's why I enjoy shows like this, because, you know, it's untouched by that media crap, you know?
Untouched?
Well, you know what I mean. It's not like...
I think you mean I didn't wipe well enough or
something. Yeah, I think so. I could tell that.
Well, do you have a question for the Queen of UFOs? We're just feeling a little bit sick back here.
What?
I didn't allow you to...
I don't feel so well, but please, ask any question to the Queen of UFOs that you'd like to...
Oh, look, he became shy. Me. That happens when you're up against a superhero.
But asses were the most likely to sell because they were sexy.
Huh. Wow. That's you, Gary. Dick, what? Are you having a...
No, we gotta go further!
Some kind of peppy-gasm happening over there across the bay.
Yeah, I see. Peppy-gas? You know, I thought it was that other guy. It plays on Telegraph Avenue.
Yeah, I heard Saddam Hussein has peppy-gas stockpiled.
The butcher of Baghdad has an army of peppies.
Did you
ready to
your...
fly over his much-vaunted berms. Are so no match for our fight. Republican mom.
I have a question. The time for, I bought the company. At the price.
Hey, K-Rob, you know there's that...
and if it does, how much?
Cereal. Juice. Cereal.
The company was a steal.
Yeah, it's like juice, but
cereal
with the cereal
juice.
Gone...
And, as
and you just have that sugary milk
shareholders.
With dextrose and pieces of cereal and milk. Oh, it's not milk. It's soy. So,
are you guys beating
it? It's upstairs in this jar.
That's awesome.
And you can have some. It's from Korea. It's called, this is called Power Plus.
Are you guys beating
this theft?
But the other one of my favorites is called Five Cereals Drink.
That man is singing back there.
It's not a
that
man.
That man is a
provoked to
kid.
React.
It's
he thinks he's entertaining. He thinks entertainment is entertainment, man.
God. Bob said that entertainment would become entertainment. He went beyond McLuhan, Bob did, when he declared that entertainment eventually, finally, after the internet took over, entertainment would become entertainment.
Oh, sure, cool. Yeah. Is this religious stuff? I thought we were doing business tonight.
What's that white stuff
hey,
for?
Did somebody... Sorry, I just... We got so excited when you were talking about business and religion together.
Well, how do you think this whole thing started?
And I was not going to be denied.
Well, the Frogmaster 2000 was started first, and then the church started about an hour after.
Gary, did you stop the Frogmaster?
Not the Frogmaster.
The Frogmaster. Remember those commercials, late night TV?
With
the Frogmaster...
Ionospheric intubulator.
The first time they started calling
on
that 1-800, well, it was toll-free numbers before 1-800, yeah. We sold the Frogmaster first, and then when they started actually dialing in with their sending the money in the credit card numbers, we had to come up with, you know, the instruction booklet for the Frogmaster, and that was where, that was what finally prompted Philo to get off his ass.
And go to the hospital.
Right. And finally go to the hospital, which is where we met. And that's how the... there we go. We see Philo walking up to receive his award.
Let's wheel Philo
up. Would you believe this man is 86 years old? Hey. He doesn't look a day over 60.
Furthermore...
Is that from being living in Malaysia?
No, that's from living here in beautiful Northern California. As Philo will tell you, Northern California is heaven.
But what about...
Caller, where is heaven for you?
Yeah. Hello? Hello, hello, hello?
No, he's talking about hell.
No. He is in hell.
Yep, I'm in my own deep hell.
And the little...
Feeling in my own paranoia. And stressed out negativity.
I have this new one.
No, that was the other show, Negativity Land.
Oh. Yeah, it's quite
Ruth himself. Yeah, this is Positive Land. Uh-huh. This is a new, we're the new approach. We're the new, the
positive,
new school.
Positive,
yeah, Negative
though,
Land, that was for the
being
old
positive is like
people.
Being nice to people, and that's not
yeah, exactly.
Nice.
Yeah, Positive
in
Land.
In RCDs, we send you helpful stuff,
people, though.
Not little things.
It's PositiveLand.com without the E.
And then there's this other place when Negative Land dropped the E, it got stuck every place else. So it's always e-commerce.
Well, everybody thought it was a typo.
Is that what happened to that E?
Yeah, was it a typo?
They always correct me when I put it up.
So I'm trying to figure out what that means in 100 years from now when everything, the entire countries are called E. And if you remember, that was a nickname for an intimate partner back when we met.
That's right. Before it was a drug, and E was
E-girl and E-boy was our moniker for each other at that time.
That was before we changed the slang, the official slanguage.
What are you eating there, man?
English doesn't work though anymore.
Well, it changed the alphabet, and that affected the codes.
What did they do with the extra 16 letters in the alphabet?
What? Byron has those. Byron has them. If you want them back, I think it was either Byron or Gordon has the other 16 letters. But maybe that Gordon has 8 and Byron has 8. But they've got your letters.
So I was having a hard time spelling the impossible words without them.
Ed Kelso!
Oh, when's breakfast? This show should be over by now.
Finally! Yay. It's the end!
Because Gary said on the radio, it's over.
It is
now a completely different new show with all new people.
It's about a very, very big... That was never more clear than
what
in 1987.
What has our glorious
you're listening to KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, and KFCF from Fresno. You shouldn't think about these things at all.
What has become of Bob's glorious experiment in slack and human liberty? Has it devolved into a mishmash mush of
same
audio master? Oh, it's devolved
pull
into
it
that
out of your butt.
Tiny, wizened pill. It was swallowed by the Overman, Dr. Philo Drummond.
Now I should take another one.
Now Dr. Drummond has taken the second half of the pill. The prophesied other half, and now a third half. A third half.
The clear half.
There's four halves in this
bowl.
Dr. Drummond's mouth hole has been infested with halves of pills, wizened, wrinkled, old pills. Friends, not these new
when God makes the baby
chemical pills. These are the pills that God created in Eden in the day, the real day, day one. What?
They've been around a long time.
The pills were here.
I hear Satan trying to call. I hear my walls talking to me.
Dead within weeks. Oh, here
the walls are prophesying.
The band went home.
Plug virus. Be careful. People.
Only little Gary is there.
There's a prophet howling lonely.
Yeah, one of those guys. Street preachers, we'll call them. Yep. You're all going down the hill. Where they got streets.
Get yourself inoculated now. Get yourself inoculated now.
He's practicing for his... Barker job right. Outside the strip joints.
Get your inoculation. Yeah.
If we had more write-offs, we wouldn't have these profits to deal with.
Well, you know, actually, we rarely have any of those profits to deal with, and we have plenty of write-offs. There has been a great rise in write-offs. And,
is that what happened to Lagoon?
He was written off.
Oh, no, Doctor, like he just.
Where'd you get that?
He went onto the internet. That's sort of like disappearing.
Mm-hmm.
You vanish into cyber space,
into a digital self.
Yeah, which is it's not actually real.
What?
Let us strive to do.
I used to think that it was sort of real, and then I decided it wasn't. But then I decided it was the internet. But now I'm pretty much arrived at the conclusion it's not really real until you get the credit card expiration date.
Huh?
As well as the credit card number. Then the internet at that moment becomes real.
I'm going to have to reformat my site before I can even eat again.
Yeah, well, then here's some snacks, Gary.
Well, I'd send him the snacks because he hasn't eaten in weeks.
Help Pope Huey?
Yeah.
Wrong.
So stupid.
You're just behind.
No wonder you guys don't allow me to do any of the good stuff.
Why don't you just download him?
Well...
Oh, you probably can't.
Download your emotions in a power book.
Oh,
what about all the anti-aliasing? Why is no one pro-alias? Oh, I think our boat's here.
Some people are actually, but it's an acquired taste now. It's the way people used to be back in the day. Everything was
not anti-aliased. It's only in the last 10 years that anything was anti-aliased at all, and yet people don't even see the change. It happened so gradually that we think everything was always smooth in the edges. But in our grandfather's day, everything had that stair-step edge to it.
I remember when I used to have to cut all the photographs up into tiny little squares to make them look pixelated.
Right. Remember how your grandpa used to look with the tiny jagged lines around the edge?
Yeah, but it took hours to cut those pictures.
I'm not talking about the pictures. I mean grandpa.
Really good. Cool. I like it, man. It's frogs. You know, it's like nature.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go home and make sure
the frogs
are okay.
Whatever,
save
man.
Save the frogs, man.
Yeah, it is like
save
nature.
It's nature-ish.
They told us nothing.
I know. It's frogs. Frogs. You gotta know your frogs. You wanna know the future? Study the frogs.
Joey, when you're afraid, do you lay on the ground and put your feet against your tail? Get really flat?
No, I usually just stick my head up my own butt when I'm really afraid.
The chest.
I wish I could do that.
Yeah, you can.
You can call 844-425
and the ostrich position.
Can do that.
That's right. It's the ostrich position.
You better listen to me.
Uh-huh.
Like an ostrich eating his pizza with his head stuck in the ground.
Uh-huh.
Win a date with Dr. Grumman.
I understand that that's been done frequently, that Dr. Drummond has been using or abusing this show and the public airwaves for purposes of sexual procurement.
Oh, has he scored big time?
I hope his
sons
and
run
daughters
through.
Aren't listening to this.
Numerous sons and daughters all birthed on this show.
Yeah, not right. All sporting the name Drummond.
I had my last baby on the show.
Really?
Yeah, but it was before Philo lived here, so it was a secret.
And what's the baby? How old's the baby now?
17.
What's it doing?
What a 17-year-old baby does.
What babies do,
baby do. Yeah.
You don't want to talk about it on the radio.
Pooping and breathing.
Poop, breathe, suck. Okay.
Boy, those were the days.
Remember that?
When they talk about the day, that was the day
I Man, I remember those days. Do you remember those days, caller? When everything was simpler. When everything was less complex than it
is
now.
I know, and now it's poop, eat, suck, surf. Poop, eat, suck, surf.
Jam.
You do a lot of web surfing, do you, Gary?
Yeah, with my tarantula. Clears the airwaves.
Oh, there was your tarantula just wiped out.
Yeah, I know. Swims fast with those eight legs, though.
That
runs on the water.
After the desperate battle took in yet. He will be
nice music. How come the band couldn't play this?
This is the Beatles.
Overthrow. And the fate of one who dares to underestimate the power of woman. For tomorrow's Joan of Arc will lead womankind into revolt. And then will come the golden age.
Power of Wellman.
Windy.
I love it. Speaking in tongues.
The language that God speaks in heaven.
Sow your seed.
When you're seized up in the spirit, you will actually talk God's language. And I don't mean a California announcer accent. I don't mean a down-home old Texas whittling front porch man accent. There's the accent God speaks.
I'm going to gulag heaven.
Televangelist.
B-C-D-E-T-L-E-B-O.
Shit-a-l-e-t-t-a-b-o. Play that backwards, friends. What is Bob saying when you play it backwards?
8484425.
That's right.
Ladabasoya.
Ladabasoya. Basoya is heaven talk.
5244.
For frop.
848.
Have a frop zippy lops. That's the heavenly frop.
015.
Are you guys like, actually inviting strangers to call?
We're
inviting strangers to come down and marry Fido on the air.
Can't you like, I mean, is this station like a glory hole?
Yeah, this is like about this time. You get the guys riding around the hood.
They deny they spoke
calling
to you
us
the next
on
day.
Their cell phones and
talking about hey, you guys.
You ever see a caller walking down the street and you grab the caller and then they deny that they spoke to you the night before on the radio?
No, I tried. They would always deny, you know, by definition.
99% of the people I grab and shake on the street deny they.
They say they've never
show.
Called. They weren't that caller.
They weren't that caller.
Oh, I see what you're saying. No, actually, I don't usually don't want to deal with any of the callers.
You don't grab strangers and try to dump their listening habits right out of them.
No, I never have.
Cleveland's behind the times always.
Well, you know, we just, we don't try. We have a tradition, we native Clevelanders, of not trying.
Well, here you're going to get the Doily Museum back.
Oh, it's back. It's back up and running. Yes.
I really like it.
The Doily. Cleveland has the finest Doily Museum in the world. And has the best suit of armor in the whole world.
Does it really?
Yeah, and they have a Yeti jawbone. Actually, this is true. Talk in the Cleveland Natural History Museum is the jawbone of a what they call a Gigantopithecus. Of course,
so Gigantopithecus.
Yeah, Gigantopithecus, the giant ape man they like to call it. And on the display. It admits that this might be a similar creature to the Yeti of the Himalayas.
That movie Out of Akron.
Huh?
Out of Akron, that movie? Was that the skull they were trying to return?
Satan's devil, Lucifer, Beelzebub, whatever name you want to give him. But beyond that...
Who's driving you home tonight?
Is the devil driving you home tonight? Or is Bob your co-pilot, my friend? Who's Satan? Or Bob? I know you'd rather have.
Well, of course.
On the end of your stick ship. At 80 miles an hour on a whip.
Cecil the sea serpent is who we really want because there's plenty of room inside.
I'm coming, Beanie Boy. There's no end to him. Have you ever seen the end of Cecil the sea serpent?
You can stick it all the way in.
Forever. Once you start going into Cecil, if you can keep going, he'll keep going. Because there's no end. He never came all the way out of the water.
It's like I am
right in the Garden of Eden.
Cecil the sea serpent. You couldn't see the tail.
I'm coming, Beanie Boy.
On a toy. The toy Cecil. Sure, it had a tail.
The modern... They would enter...
You have a show? Dr. Friends, listen to this. Dr. Philo Drummond has one of those porno shows from the download from the internet that shows Cecil the sea serpent... Just all the way the end of the
first
what?
Huh?
You could a puppet, you say?
Cecil was a puppet?
If Cecil the sea serpent was a puppet, then how can you believe anything is real? For all we know, Bob could be some made-up character. For all we know. Bob could be Beanie himself. For all we know, do we really know anything? Has cultural relativity stripped us of all solid knowledge?
You cannot know anything.
Are we now on a shifting, sandy beach of hypocrisy, even in science?
You can't not know anything.
You can't. Once you know something, you can never unknow it. You can't not know it. Only an overman can not know.
You can unknow it.
No, you can't unknow it. I know that.
You can't unknow it. You must know it.
That's
you have to,
impossible.
You have to talk much closer to this microphone.
Oh, is this the screaming microphone?
Yeah. That's what I like to think of.
Yeah.
Reverend Stang's special screaming microphone.
Yeah, that's the screaming raven microphone.
But you can't not know what you don't really know and what you never really wanted to know in the first place.
Those are the kind of paradoxes that the philosopher enjoys, that the philosopher seeks out to test his understanding of this logical understanding of how
how the instructions book for the whole world really works.
Here.
I think that goes
back
to
the
can't see your own mind.
No going back.
There, you do see your own mind.
You can't quit. You have to go forward.
Once you have begun that journey inside your own mind, you cannot ever turn back and go back out. You can't erase the horrible knowledge that you have acquired in your inner journeys.
So true.
You cannot erase the shock, the horror.
Yes, you can.
Oh, wait.
Right over there. Oh, they just doing it right there.
Oh, okay. I take it back. Doctrine of erasability. I guess you could erase it. In fact, you might even, if you forget to hit record,
erasability.
Then it might as well have never happened.
That's right.
Can you prove it didn't happen?
It didn't happen.
What's going to happen in the future when there's no tape? How will we know it?
I predict.
Truth is.
In the future, there will be no more audio tape, and everything will be recorded on tiny, flat, shiny discs.
Oh, that's so sad.
Can you prove it won't happen?
Well, there will be a woman at the head of every nation in the world.
I like the hair on his ears.
Well, the hair around his ears will bleed if you cut it. That's not just hair.
Oh.
Well, those are his forgotten appendages.
Oh, the first discovered appendages.
I remember my forgotten appendages.
Poor crazy Bonnie. She just couldn't stop lunatic room.
Do we have to...
The ghost of existlessness must pass, returns to haunt us in these horrible recordings from Doc Stock 1 in 1983. The saddest, sorriest, most disease-ridden festival of the arts.
A young woman named Laurie's birthday party in Berkeley.
Oh.
But you know what? The other one that was here.
Oh, that was a good one here.
Tonight, turn with me, please. The Book of Possessions.
Poor crazy Bonnie.
Poor Bonnie. Poor crazy lunatic room. Poor Michael Pepe.
Can't stop
lunatic room. Poor Philo. Can't stop lunatic room.
No one knew how she suffered.
I feel that this message
that could not
ordain this
lunatic room.
Now I know how she suffered.
Why? How? Couldn't stop
looting. I would ask that hundreds of you that no God are deeply and everlasting
suffering from lunatic room.
Would you couldn't stop looting.
Pray for us that we.
She
couldn't
stop looting. She wish she would go out on a date with a guy who was a Hell's Angel on the weekend.
The first word.
The rest of the week.
The word of the Lord, ye children of Israel.
Miserable.
The scripture. For the Lord hath the controversy. He was speaking here of his fellow
people. They don't make tech tests like that anymore.
They don't make MP3s like that before.
Third verse.
Wait a minute. If there's a God, he made everything beautiful. How'd you guys get here? We came on the plane.
The covenant nation. And because
in lunatic room.
We were there with Electron.
As we
and the other gods and goddesses. Narnini and Frontavis. Mimiko and Punto.
Anoint the people.
Volvo.
Wall
what, but what of Volvo? We forgot Volvo.
in the great rush of progress of the 20th century. The deities left by the roadside, forgotten.
He had a Swedish operation, is not to say.
What if P.A.U.R.
E.P.L.U.A.P.
and the other stupidly named deities of the forgotten pantheon?
Oh, St. Stupid. He's talking about St. Stupid.
Might as well.
Got to be talking about St. Stupid.
Same difference.
The one pretty true saint. That's right. 4 foot 2, 4 foot 3.
6 and a half dozen of the other.
Patron saint of civilizations and parking meters. But you didn't know that. You're not Catholic, are you?
So it's all like church stuff?
It's all church stuff all night long. In your ear.
You church go. On one channel,
forget about us. Or you could call in now and stop the show. You could call in at 510-848-4425 and stop the show now.
That's literally true, isn't that?
That's they actually, the way he would have wanted power, if someone would have given him a choice.
Yes, had they really thought about it and dialed, could call in now and stop this madness now. That's right.
That's the way he would have wanted it if he wouldn't have wanted it that other way.
Ladies can call free.
They tell us there was not in this horrible deed.
Wait, that's you.
What the heck is going on?
No, that was my mentor, Jimmy Swagger. I studied
him. Well, they were animals and not human beings. And
he's talking about last year's
stand on a slave block.
Let's go eat some vegans for breakfast after
Prince,
the show.
I give you my word, I will smite this cancer.
Smite, smite, smite.
Smite, smiting, some more smiting. Must be a band thing.
Smite you.
No, Smite was the guitarist. He's the lead guitar guy.
Oh, I used to listen to the Smites.
He may be a human laugh. Come up now. Although he may have a heart and a brain.
He lacks courage. But all he... What do they have that he doesn't have? They have medals of honor and valor.
We should not concern ourselves about him because he has no legal right.
Bob had no legal right. Bob was not a man, as we call men.
But let's leave things of this world behind.
But let's leave things of this world behind now. Walk down the primrose path of Bob for this gauntlet of torture. What?
I can't say Gabrorchin.
The Supreme Court said it better.
Supreme Court said it.
Don't call me a Gabrorchin.
Oh, yes, dear friends, this is Reverend Ivan Stang.
Yes, these wonderful moments of the past can be yours today.
If you call in now.
If you call in now on the miracle of MP3, over 700,000 hours of subgenius broadcast
on one CD. More than you can listen to in an entire lifetime, and you'll be forced to.
Dobstown.
Incredible. 7.5.
You'll be influenced by Dobstown. Calling for it before tonight with Dobstown.
Dobstown. Dobstown.
Where am I going? Help me. Why am I going to?
They got some crazy little.
Dobstown.
Did I win that CD?
Yeah. Now listen to this song, and it's Hypno Theory.
Ironically enough, the Dobstown song is from Lee Murray.
That's right.
I thought it was Wilbur Harris.
He knows that.
I wanted to live my God, my bragging of life.
It's just like hearing a brother on the air.
Yeah.
The best of life possible. They lie
in their lives. I mean, it's like
the other one. Got me drunk and I wound up with a tattoo parlor.
It's silly, but it's true.
Tattoos and I never did.
I mean, we must brainwash our children.
What are you guys on when you're doing that show, man?
Oh, yeah.
Radio. Come on, you can tell me.
Toilet on your floor.
But yeah, we must like, you know, so like brainwash them.
Yeah, it is. I'm mystified by that.
And if we brainwash them, then we can lead a small little cult, overrun the government, turn the rest of the world into Amsterdam.
Hey, song.
Song.
Caller. My little son, caller. This song is dedicated to you. And your trip to Amsterdam.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely.
Can't you just fast forward the whole show? I want to get out of here.
But I went to downtown already.
No, down. Just, you know, go down.
Down. So go down.
Down.
Maybe you
just
know
go down.
Some little places to go down. Forget all your cares, so go down. Down. Down.
Down.
But I did go downtown.
No, come on, just down.
Hey, how's it going?
Just go down.
Good, hello.
Hello, hi. Phineas Darko. How are you doing?
Colossians, my friend.
I can't hear anything in the
background. Well, there's nothing in the background. It's just us talking tonight.
I'm at a distinct disadvantage because I can't hear anything.
Nobody can hear anything in the background. Don't worry about it.
You're imagining
things.
You're imagining things.
There's no background. Gene, quick, tell him to come down right now.
We're not listening to you, Phineas Darko. You talk about the background all the time. What about the foreground? What about the five-ground?
Everything I say is where, like, there's a lot of
fun. Make fun of you the entire night. And then say, stereo.
I am a tape.
I know.
I'm actually a 10-second delay tape.
Cool.
Yes, dear.
Is there any way I can call back and,
And credits.
Hear you live over the phone?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think there's any way you could be live over the air. That would be.
Which was from a doctor.
What?
Here in Cleveland. Yes, sir. Son, for them, all the rest.
Tucked me in.
Was by the great.
Capsule.
Fernandin and Eleanor. Almost cut.
Is Reverend Isaac Stang in the studio?
No. Slack. Mixes by
You Rang.
So All Stars. And the very opening was by Heart Ignition. More for well, soon. But first,
that was a terrible Ivan Stang imitation. That was a really bad one.
Dinosaur.
So, are you guys coming to Santa Cruz after the show?
Yeah, man.
Come down and have breakfast with us.
Surf all night.
Well, do you want
something exciting in a DFI beam? Or do you want a completely predetermined cosmology? Is static and stable and
boy, this in the background is the oldest subgenius on the internet. He was the subgenius who invented the subgenius internet, Dr. Dinosaur.
I never met that fellow.
No, it's because he's an internet subgenius. You can't meet him. He's not, you know, a him that you can meet. He's just a sort of a sprite. He crossed over years ago in the early 90s, decades, centuries ago. Yeah, to the solid, completely electronic.
I've heard there's a place called Art Slack where subgeniuses fight about the smallest things.
Right, the tiniest. But great major sweeping statements and essays of thought will go unnoticed. They are, you know, below the worth of note. But that's the internet. You know, that's what it's all about. Vicious backbiting and infighting by people who never see each other in real life and thus can all be bombed.
That's one of the saddest things about being not you, Gary, is I don't get hate mail from Denslow.
Well,
yeah, Denslow is very mean to me. Very rude.
Well, that's his way of showing love, Phineas. That's the way, you know, when Nenslow hits you, that means he likes you. When Nenslow basically unloads his bowels onto you, that's just his way of expressing admiration.
Look how good it made Paul feel.
Yeah, I mean, you know, can you name anyone that Nenslow is not cruel to? Of course, we're speaking of a ghost that most of the listeners wouldn't recognize. The great Nenslow, assassinated Nenmaster Nenslow, dead low these many years, and yet still posting daily on the alt.slack, the ugliest news group, the most ironically, ludicrously misnamed.
Waiting to find out how this movie turns out.
Have you seen it?
Twice.
I've never seen it.
I always watched it.
I don't go to nasty places on the web.
Do they cost their bankrolls?
You mean like scientific research areas and
certificates and play it safe?
Actually, Sterno says that alt.sci.math is the most interesting and bizarre news group out there.
What is it called again?
Sci.math. It's where mathematicians go to bitterly argue over nitpicky little trivial details and personal aspects of each other's lives.
I like to hang out at the schizophrenic support news group.
Is there one?
Yeah, there's a schizophrenic support news group, and there's some really interesting, you know, posts there.
Well, I would think so. It would be populated by, you know, at least twice as many people as it appeared to be populated.
Right.
Not to mention the URL changes every 5 minutes.
I'll tell you, the meanest news group of all is the quitting smoking news group. The news group of people who have just stopped smoking cigarettes is the most foul-tempered. It makes alt.slack look like some sort of sweet little school teachers and storytellers news group.
How about the computer addicts, you know, people trying to get off the computer?
Support, internet addiction support group.
Yeah, right.
How about the people that are trying to get off of Janer? They're very
angry. What happened
angry.
To Janer?
Well, I saw that bumper sticker. What happened to Janer bumper sticker?
Yeah.
It was a series.
Was that on Fox or?
No, it was a series of bumper stickers.
Oh, I thought it was a comedy channel. What happened to Janer?
Well, whatever happened to Pudgy?
With Tim Allen as Janer. That was the horrible thing, is they ripped him off totally and then paid some other guy to play him.
Hello. We're on the air, aren't we?
Yeah. For now. Are you doing the weatherman?
Am I the weatherman?
Yeah, you're doing the weatherman.
No, I'd be a wolf man.
I sure would like to do the weatherman.
Well, of course, he's a sex symbol of negative land without an E.
They always love the stupid one best.
It's true. It's part of the formula.
Hello.
Ow. Hello, come on in.
Come on in where? Oh.
Come on in the band. Here, play this. Just download this.
No, that sheet music's upside down. Are you crazy?
Reverse screen now.
Are you sure you meant it?
Are you sure you wish to reverse screen now?
Hey, but you know what? You got a small problem.
Okay.
You forgot to say dial 1-510.
Well, you just did.
No, first I dialed just 848.
More about that.
Hey, where are you located at?
I would like to.
Where
are we located at?
Yeah.
94.1.
No.
No, but did you join the church? Did you send $100 million to some church and get a cool card and a bunch of stuff and tapes and VCDs and t-shirts?
What?
And t-shirts
that fit? Hey,
you can't say those bad words because there. See, that's what happens. Suddenly you become a little dust speck on the side of the planet somewhere. You must be circumspect about your language. This is a church.
Very naughty language there, young man. You cannot use your church. You can't use my words like
with
poop
us now.
And
it's a ritual.
Oh,
stay with us, man.
You're
stay with us.
Where's
with
the rest of the show at? Gary Gabrofam and Ivan Stang in a cave.
Here
no light.
Is the right.
Don't die, right. Man. Stay with us. We need you, man.
You can join us here at the Subgenius Executive Retreat.
Stay with us.
Style 1. Get you right in.
Style 1 activated, sir.
Style 1.
That's Gary Gabrofam.
Anywhere in the world.
You can hear it.
Anywhere in the world. Just dial 1.
I'm not going to lose this caller. Stay with us.
Okay.
Nah, give up, caller.
All right.
We can lose the caller.
He's hanging on the side
don't
of the show.
Me.
We won't leave you. Ivan Stang is going to give you a little kiss on the forehead, which will make you feel much better.
Oh, man.
Now he's going to tuck you in. He's
that's
done
a little Yeti.
He's boy, done with you now, so he'll just put you in.
Sound like fish, man.
Is this 8484425?
And now Philo Drummond gets to use you. Honey, let me talk to you.
Oh, man.
Come on, roll over, little caller.
Is this the little caller?
It's not the little caller.
No,
it's
not.
Instant radio contact.
Outside.
Well, it could be a little caller.
Local area.
Everybody else? Wait.
Somebody else is CP. You're doing marijuana.
Pepsi and marijuana.
Are you
good
driving around?
Squirrel cage, we call it.
Tomorrow, do you mullet?
Get in the squirrel cage. Start drinking. Start puffing.
Yeah. And you kind of get back to the exact same place you were before the drugs.
Ball hit, back to ball hit. There's a place that you never want to go, and yet you're destined to be there for the rest of your natural days. It's a deep, dark hole. You can't get out. What are you going to do? It's like being the opposite of high on Doc Stock Mountain.
I have no idea. I don't even know what I'm going to eat tomorrow.
I still haven't learned that, Philo. What is that address? The Matrix address.
Oh, the Matrix. Matrix.
Don't take the red pill.
That's a Bobby. It's good to see you, Stan.
But actually, you know that address too, probably by heart.
No, you don't, because it's just in a little button pushing thing that you go, and it goes, anybody can push buttons on a computer.
A hundred miles away, this is an exotic show. On this program,
you will learn about religious business. Open your book to Channel 11. Now, join Ivan Stang, Garrett DeBrofam, regular caller, and Philo Drummond as they try to figure out the book of the subgenius.
You know, business was never my strong point, and... mail order fraud was always my strong point, so,
I don't know. You know what that part is, the HTT part. You don't even have to type that in anymore. You can leave that part off, and your browser will assume, make an assumption on that.
Stream it on the phone.
And then you can, okay, it's matrix.csustan.edu/negative, N-E-G-A-T-I-V.
Now, I told you, when you get to this business,
matrix.csustan.edu/negative.
But we want Philo Drummond to give us that address again.
Well, Philo will hose that dry address down right now.
matrix.csustan.edu/negative.
He's swimming away from us from the sound of his voice.
And you can find archive shows of... puzzling evidence, and also don't tell
what's her name.
Over the Edge is out there too. So, but they're bad copies, and you really want to go get the good stuff at the real place.
The bad cop is here.
Negative.
Yeah, they surround the building during the shows.
That's bad.
They actually broke in during it over the Edge one night.
Oh, but that's good. That's good.
Yeah. Accosted Hal and said, "Who broke the station? Terrorist." But then, no, it was okay.
Yes,
but then like that.
You know, I just walked through the studio without headphones on, and it sounds even stupider when you don't have headphones on and can't hear everybody. You just hear a little bit of
knocks
and
snaps of the motor controller of the units.
It's even crazier. When you can only like hear tiny fragments of the show, man. It's like another show is happening in tiny little pieces all over the room. It's like another
movie inside of a movie of a show of a show.
It's like this show.
Inside of a show.
It's just like this one.
A boat. It is a boat.
I was hoping for a
sailing ship.
A more informative show.
Yeah.
More of dancing girls. More big music. You know, big Hollywood moments. Better special effects. Cleaner actors.
Yeah.
Nicer grips. Less rude union drivers.
But instead, here was the show.
We got the worst union drivers. We got gate hairs in every shot.
Well, that's bad.
We had the bumpiest beat-up dolly tracks of any show in the radio history.
But what about the dancing girls? You were talking about dancing girls.
Our dancing girls were hardly girls, and none of them knew how to dance.
I remember that.
Some of them weren't really even girls.
Some of them, that again.
They weren't girls. They didn't know how to dance.
There are always those church problems like that.
Pretty bad.
In our
church, that's not a problem. But to the paying audience, sometimes they complain.
They misinterpret where they're going.
It's a message of empowerment. It's not exploitation.
Why don't we just draw a line in the sand and say, Y'all come Honor. Over on this side, and all of us will go over on that side.
Why don't we just grow girl eggs in the church? Why don't we just do that? Just get
you
girl
come
eggs.
On this side, and I'll go over on that side.